Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 58 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
Primarily influenced by traditional Delta blues.
Moorhead State is hosting a guest artist this week.
A new Real ID location has opened in Moorhead.
Governor Andy Beshear is encouraging Kentucky residents to avoid travel and continue good hygiene practices.
A university in central Kentucky has canceled the rest of the spring semester.
Officials say the coronavirus could cause a blood shortage.
A bill concerning Keys money has passed the state house.
Lawmakers are considering a measure requiring paid sick leave.
In sports, Ashland and Lewis County square off tonight in the 16th regional championship game.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 30% chance of showers tonight with the low around 44. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University will present a concert featuring Cincinnati-based blues guitarist and singer-songwriter John Ford on Thursday. The concert is sponsored by the Moorhead State Music Industry Club and will be celebrating Ford's latest CD release, John Ford Live at Moorhead State University, which he recorded with the John Ford Blues Society during his concert performance in 2016. Club President Daria DeSanko says hosting a guest artist is different than performing a concert each semester.
We were going to do a show, but now that we're recording, we decided that we should put on a concert. And so, a guest artist was, a perfect idea this semester. And since Glenn already knew John Ford, it was easy to get in touch with him and negotiate about dates and stuff like that.
The event will take place in the Duncan Recital Hall in the Baird Music Building on the Moorhead campus on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $5.
Kentucky has a new location where residents can apply for a Real ID driver's license, the state said. The Round County office opened Monday to residents statewide and is located at 126 Bradley Avenue in Moorhead. Its hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays. The state already has Real ID offices in Frankfort and Madisonville that serve as regional application sites. Offices in Paducah, Bowling Green, and Somerset are intended to serve residents of their own counties, but will expand to serve their regions eventually. Real ID requirements go into effect October 1st. Real ID compliant cards will be required for U.S. air travel and military base access. Anyone who does not have a Real ID license can use a passport or military ID instead. To apply for a Real ID license, applicants must be a U.S. citizen or permanent resident with a driver's license, permit, or identification card.
A food drive to help organizations feed the hungry in Appalachia is planned next month. Kentucky Power said in a statement that it's partnered with WYMT and other local businesses and agencies to hold Power Up the Pantry for a second time. Last year, the event collected 7.5 tons of food and more than $17,000 in monetary donations. The day-long event is planned for April 3rd. Donations will benefit God's Pantry Food Bank, which serves food pantries in eastern Kentucky, and Facing Hunger, which serves food pantries in northeastern Kentucky. God's Pantry Executive Director Michael Halligan says 1 in 6 Kentucky residents struggles with hunger.
Governor Andy Beshear took to the podium this morning to give another update on the coronavirus cases in Kentucky. There are now at least 6 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Commonwealth. That includes 3 patients from Harrison County, 1 in Jefferson County, and 2 in Lexington. Beshear laid out some suggestions for people, which included avoiding crowds and frequent hand washing.
We further advised, especially our seniors and those suffering from heart, lung, or kidney disease, avoid crowds. I'm going to go ahead and say don't fly. And whatever you do, do not get on a cruise ship. The number one expert in the country is saying that in every interview. He is saying that in all of the national calls that we are a part of.
Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack said all 6 patients are showing signs of improvement, but more cases are expected.
An announcement from Berea College states that their administrative committee has decided to cease instructional activities effective Friday. According to the statement, the decision was made to ensure student and employee safety in case of a COVID-19 case occurring on campus. Instructors are being asked to find a way to bring closure to their classes by the closing date, and students are being asked to plan on returning home. A move-out day of Saturday, March 14th, has been announced. According to WKYT, the statement also says commencement ceremonies will be canceled or postponed to a time when it can be conducted safely.
Now that one person has been diagnosed with the coronavirus in Lexington, Fayette County Public Schools are working to keep it from spreading. LAX18 reports the Lexington Fayette County Health Department is working with the Kentucky Department for Public Health to identify and speak with everyone who may have come in close contact with the patient. The district has detailed plans to help students, staff, and families stay healthy, including additional cleaning of all common area surfaces, holding library books for 24 hours before they are placed back into circulation, and instituting rigorous disinfection of buses. These cleaning procedures began Monday. The school district set up a page on its website to give up-to-date information about the spread of COVID-19.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is defending his lone vote against an $8 billion emergency coronavirus response package last week. As WUKY's Josh James reports, Paul said his vote was not a case of sticker shock.
The Bowling Green Republican told WDRB-TV Monday that he supports the funding, but he felt the money should have been redirected from dollars currently spent on foreign aid. Paul also pointed to U.S. borrowing in China as a problem, saying, quote, "the virus came from there. Now we're borrowing from China to spend on it," end quote. The senator offered the remarks during a visit to a pharmaceutical service provider in Shepherdsville. Paul called the outbreak of COVID-19 a big problem, but urged residents to, quote, "be reasonable about it and keep the numbers in perspective when compared to death tolls from the flu and other illnesses." In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The Kentucky Blood Center says it's worried that the spread of the coronavirus will prevent people from donating blood. Blood donations are often needed in trauma situations and for chronic illnesses like cancer or bloodborne illnesses. KBC officials say there's no known risk of transmitting the coronavirus through blood, and any healthy person can help. Martha Osborne is the vice president of marketing and communications for the KBC. She says all blood types are needed.
All blood types are needed. O is always in particular need, and O negative is the blood type that is used most in emergencies.
For more information on how to give blood or to set up an appointment, visit kybloodcenter.org.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University, hosting a summer camp May 29th through July 31st for children ages 5 to 12. Activities range from arts and crafts, hiking, swimming, and climbing. Registration available online at recreation.moreheadstate.edu or at the front desk of the MSU Recreation and Wellness Center. For more information, call 606-783-2083.
A statutory obstacle that has stopped otherwise eligible students from earning or using their Kentucky Educational Excellence Scholarship Awards would be removed under a bill that passed the State House. WMKY's Joe Lewis has the story.
House Bill 368, sponsored by GOP Rep. James Tipton of Taylorsville, would allow a student with a felony record who is otherwise eligible for a Keys scholarship to earn and use their Keys awards per current law within 5 years of high school graduation or for 8 semesters of post-secondary study. Tipton said House Bill 368 would remove barriers to education that have hampered the state's ability to grow its skilled workforce. In response to a question from Democratic Representative Wilson Stone of Scottsville, Tipton clarified that statutory time limits for receiving Keys aid would not be extended to accommodate individuals who spent time in incarceration. Democratic Representative George Brown Jr. of Lexington spoke in favor of House Bill 368, which he called, quote, "a giant step in removing issues relating to ex-felons in the Commonwealth of Kentucky." The House unanimously passed the measure Monday. The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. For WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
Louisville Democrat Morgan McGarvey has filed a bill that would require employers to offer paid sick leave in response to the spread of the coronavirus. Senate Bill 282 would allow an employee to begin accruing paid sick leave after being with a company for 30 days. McGarvey tells Wave TV employers should realize that it is in their best interest to provide sick workers with time off. If passed, the measure would require employers to grant 24 hours or 3 sick days to an employee each calendar year.
Congressman Hal Rogers announced Monday that federal funding will be released to fast-track repairs to federal highways and roads on federal lands that were damaged by flooding in February. The $2 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Emergency Relief Program comes days after Rogers met with local leaders along the Cumberland River to discuss needs in each county. According to WYMT in Kentucky, there have been 146 damaged federal aid sites across 10 counties, resulting in about $9.5 million in Emergency Relief Program eligible damages. Most of the damaged sites are in southern and eastern Kentucky.
The University of Kentucky conducted a major reboot of its computer systems over the weekend. The action capped off a series of security upgrades aimed at halting an ongoing cyber attack originating outside the country. The attack lasted for a month and slowed down some operations on campus. Officials haven't tracked down the location of the hacker, but they believe the perpetrator was harnessing the school's computing power to mine cryptocurrency. The school does not believe any patient or student data was compromised during the cyber attack. While Sunday's planned campus-wide outage may have been the most noticeable interruption for students and faculty, UK spokesman Jay Blanton says it was just part of a broader effort to strengthen network security.
And probably the most significant phase of this has been conducted and we think successfully completed, and that was really going throughout the campus, both on the healthcare campus and on the academic campus, and hardening and patching those systems, securing them, mitigating the threat that had taken place, and we think we've done that.
In all, the university has spent close to $1.5 million on investigations and cybersecurity upgrades as a result of the attack.
A business in Nicholasville was raided Monday morning in connection with an FBI investigation involving doping in the horse industry. TaylorMade Compounding was raided in connection to the equine scandal, alleging that multiple veterinarians and trainers conspired to give horses performance-enhancing drugs. Jason Service, one of the accused, was the trainer for Maximum Security. Maximum Security won the 2019 Kentucky Derby, but was disqualified for bumping another horse. According to LEX18, TaylorMade Compounding is a company that compounds pharmaceuticals. More than two dozen trainers and veterinarians are indicted in total, with horses running at multiple tracks, including Kentucky.
Taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 44. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 59. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Thursday, 70% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Thursday night, 90% chance of showers, low around 50. Friday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 56. And Friday night, a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 35.
Taking a look at temperatures around the region, it's 55 degrees in Lexington, 57 in Winchester, 58 degrees in Mount Sterling and Grayson, 59 in Ashland and Inez, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 58 degrees. On our feature segment today, WMKY's Keneally Roberts takes a look at food and family in Appalachia.
Food. It's traditionally gone hand in hand with family. For generations, get-togethers between families and friends have been centered on food. For folks in Appalachia, it's been much the same. Cooking and enjoying the fruits of that labor has done more to bring people together than just about anything else.
Cooking is a universal thing because everyone eats, whether they like it or not. Usually everyone has to eat. And if you like to eat, then you should learn how to cook so you can enjoy yourself.
That's Jamie Roberts, a father, a husband, a school cook, and a lifelong resident of Appalachia. He says learning to cook isn't very hard, just takes careful observation.
It's not something you learn, you just something you pick up on.
At least, that's the way it was for him.
No, I always helped out in the kitchens.
However, John Jenkins, a freshman here at Morehead State University, says picking up cooking was a little different for him, something he attributes to a generational gap.
I've cooked with my, you know, grandma and my mom and stuff, like, you know, easy stuff like baking and things like that. But as far as cooking on my own and baking on my own, you know, just learning from YouTube videos and recipes and things and just trying and seeing how it goes.
For John, starting to cook for himself was an indication he was becoming an adult.
I mainly started cooking once I got in college and I had the ability to drive myself places and, you know, buy my own ingredients and things like that.
For Jamie, once his only child became an adult, he said he was once again cooking for himself.
Now it depends on what I want to eat and more than what someone else wants to eat. And it's usually a lot simpler stuff I cook because I like to keep things simple because it's cheap and easy.
That being said, both Jamie and John enjoy cooking for others.
Cooking a large amount for people, it's also enjoyable because you don't have to talk with people. You can just watch them eat the food.
John, on the other hand, likes cooking for a smaller group.
You can kind of incorporate what people want into the dish. And, you know, when you're cooking a large amount of food for a lot of people, you usually are just making something that's pretty easy and basic, like something like soup or chili that you can just make a lot of really easily. But when you're cooking for a low amount of people, you can make something really nice, like steak.
For John, cooking and enjoying food is a big part of any party, be it with a large or small group.
Whenever I go and see some of my friends that might live out of town or might not live in my immediate area, you know, a lot of the time the gathering is centered around food. You know, we'll be meeting up to make a special dish or to cook something together, or we'll all bring things that we've cooked and try them out. And it's just a good reason to get together.
John says he doesn't mind cooking at a party, as it's not exactly a solitary activity.
You know, there are people coming and going from the kitchen, and, you know, you're still hanging out and chilling with people. You'll just be cooking at the same time, which is something I enjoy.
Even beyond that, John says cooking can involve everyone.
It can be kind of an interactive sort of thing, you know? You ask people to help you out. You say, hey, you, help me chop up these apples or whatever, you know? You can just, if you're with just a small group of friends, there's an open kitchen, you know, people can come and go as they please and help out.
And in his opinion, cooking should involve everyone.
It's not every day that there's a similarity that everyone shares besides breathing.
The definition of family has changed over the generations, but one thing has stayed much the same: sitting down to enjoy a nice meal together. Whether it be with a family of friends or a family of, well, family, a good meal will continue bringing us all together for years to come.
That's WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. The feature was produced in association with the Convergent Media Program here at Morehead State University. It's 4:48 and 58 degrees here on the beautiful campus of MSU. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this rainy Tuesday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Morehead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook and online at moreheadrecycling.org.
Ashland Blazer and Lewis County face off in the 16th Region Finals tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. Ashland Blazer is undefeated this season at 32-0, and Lewis County is 18-15 on the season. The undefeated season for Ashland Blazer started with Lewis County being defeated 78-46. The winner of tonight's game will go on to face the Region 5 winner at Rupp Arena on March 18th at the 2020 Whitaker Bank KHSAA Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament. Tonight's game is set to begin at 7 p.m. at Johnson Arena in Moorhead. University of Kentucky women's sophomore guard Ryan Howard has been voted to the 2020 Southeastern Conference All-Tournament Team. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Howard becomes the 12th player in program history and the 8th under Matthew Mitchell to be honored as one of the best players at the SEC tournament. The native of Cleveland, Tennessee, shined in both of Kentucky's games at the event, scoring 24 points in the Wildcats' quarterfinal win against Tennessee and scoring 26 points against Mississippi State in the semifinals Saturday. She was also recently named the SEC Player of the Year and also to the All-SEC First Team and SEC All-Defensive Team. Those honors came from league coaches on the same day she was named as a semifinalist for the 2020 Citizen Naismith Trophy. So far this season, Howard has placed her name all over the Kentucky record books as the only player in program history to score 25-plus points in 5 straight games, while she's the 2nd player to score 20-plus points in 8 straight games. And she's the only player in program history to score 37-plus points in consecutive games, becoming the 2nd fastest UK player ever to reach 1,000 career points. Her 1,158 points ranks 27th on UK's all-time scoring list. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
SEC tournament basketballs will be sanitized after each practice and game this week as a precaution against the coronavirus. The league said it's putting the measure into effect along with others as the nation grapples with the public health concern. Additional hand sanitizers will be present at arena entrances and throughout concourse and in meeting rooms. Staff will use hospital-grade disinfectant to sanitize locker rooms before teams arrive and upon departure. Team benches, band, and cheerleader seating arenas will also be sanitized following each game. Hand sanitizers, disinfectant wipes, and Lysol spray will be present in team locker rooms. Hand sanitizers will also be placed at the scorer's table in officials' locker rooms and operations offices. And signage will be placed throughout concourse to provide Centers for Disease Control preventive action recommendations. After large festivals canceled due to the coronavirus fears, many Kentuckians began to wonder if there was a chance that signature events like the Kentucky Derby could also get the axe. At a press conference, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said that the state has time to watch how cases of COVID-19 develop around the state before making big decisions. Keeneland has also a plan for horse racing and the spring meet. A spokesperson with the track released a statement saying the health and safety of fans, horsemen, and employees are the highest priority. Keeneland is closely tracking news and information about COVID-19 and making decisions based on guidance from the relevant government authorities. After winning the Southeastern Conference regular season by 3 games, the Kentucky men's basketball team headlined the league's end-of-the-season awards. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Emmanuel Quickley winning SEC Player of the Year and John Calipari earning SEC Coach of the Year distinction, as picked by the league's coaches. 4 Kentucky players and Calipari were decorated with SEC honors following a 26-5 regular season that included a 15-3 league record, an 8-2 record on the road, and a top 10 national ranking. Quickley was joined on the All-SEC First Team by Nick Richards, while freshman guard Tyrese Maxey made the All-SEC Second Team. Maxey was also tabbed to the SEC All-Freshman Team. Ashton Hagans, the 2019 SEC Co-Defensive Player of the Year, made the SEC All-Defensive Team for a 2nd consecutive season. Richards joined him on the 5-man team. With 4 players and a coach totaling 8 SEC honors, UK won more league awards than any other school. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And finally, in sports this afternoon, owner Gary West is removing all of his horses from Jason Service's barn after the trainer was indicted on multiple counts of administering illegal substances and performance-enhancing drugs. That includes 3-year-old Champion Maximum Security. West says the news of Service's behavior is extremely disturbing and disappointing. West and his wife Mary have sent horses to Service for the past 5 years. West says horses will be taken away from Service as soon as arrangements can be made with the other trainers. Maximum Security is being sent to 2-time Triple Crown winning trainer Bob Baffert. The West's own multiple 2020 Triple Crown candidates who are already trained by Baffert. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ty Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Beach Volleyball will host North Alabama tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. in Eastern Kentucky on March 24th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your stock market report for WMKY. At 3:46, stocks were up in wild trading as investors weighed the prospects of fiscal stimulus to curb slower economic growth stemming from the coronavirus outbreak. And at 3:46, the Dow Industrials showed a gain of 942.18 at 24,793.20. The S&P 500 was up 110.03 at 2856.59, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 327.41 at 8278.08. And, of course, earlier in the day, the Dow briefly traded at a loss of 160 points, so the Dow trading in a range of over 1,000 points today. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Netflix were all up more than 1%. J.P. Morgan and Home Depot led the Dow higher, with J.P. Morgan up over 5% and Home Depot up over 4%. The S&P 500 energy sector traded up just a little bit to the positive side after surging as much as 6.8% earlier. Noble Energy and Kinder Morgan both were actually down today, 5.8%. In the case of Noble Energy, and Kinder Morgan was down almost 5% to lead the sector lower. And, of course, earlier today, President Trump floated the idea of a payroll tax cut as relief, or I should say he floated that idea yesterday. And, of course, this would offset the negative impact from the coronavirus. The potential tax incentives come on top of an $8.3 billion spending package that Trump signed last week. Administration officials did say, though, later today that the White House is not close to rolling out specific proposals to deal with a coronavirus-induced economic slowdown. And, of course, it was learned later today also that President Trump actually pitched a 0% payroll tax rate for the rest of 2020. In the commodities markets, crude oil itself was very strong today with a gain of 11% at $34.57 a barrel. Gold was down 1.5% at $1,651.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a rather rough day with the Stock 600 index down 1.8%. And the Nikkei, or I should say Asia, was strong with the Nikkei up 0.7% and the Shanghai Composite up 1.8%. Turning out of stocks of local interest, again at 3:46, Fifth Third Bank was up 94 cents at 19.24. UPS was up $5.08 at 92.28. Dollar General up 5.60 at 164.88. Marathon Petroleum up 53 cents at 34.35. And Anthem was up $16.45 to trade at 286.27. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Taking another look at your region's weather. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 44. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 59. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Thursday, 70% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Thursday night, 90% chance of showers, low around 50. Friday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 56.
Taking a look at temperatures around your region, it's 55 degrees in Lexington, 57 in Winchester, 58 degrees in Mount Sterling, 59 in Ashland, 58 in Grayson, 59 in Inez, and here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University, it's 58 degrees. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Wyatt Melton, Nacogdoches Miller, Cody Robinson, and Ty Martin. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Will Clark, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts in association with Moorhead State University's Convergent Media Department. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.